Hello and welcome to Nikon Report, your weekly roundup of all the latest Nikon news and all other photographic announcements that we found interesting. It's Constantine here.
This is Becky.
Welcome to number 29.
Gosh, 29 issues already.
Yeah, what a week it was.
Let's not talk about the week too much. Let's talk about the ZFC. It is so hot right now.
Let's talk about Z Football Club.
No, it's anything but football.
But anyway, when you say ZFC is so hot right now, you say ZFC is so hot right now.
It is.
You know, you need to put a stress on what
it is so hot.
Exactly.
Right now.
Exactly.
It is very, very hot in Hong Kong. The ZFC, that is. I don't know temperature-wise.
Yeah, people say they're paying the money without knowing how much it actually costs in Hong Kong.
Which is kind of hilarious. The price has apparently not even been confirmed in Hong Kong, and people have already put down their money through stores, even though the local launch date isn't confirmed. Mm.
DC Fever, which is Chinese website, well, Hong Kongese website, reports that even the VIPs are having a hard time getting their cameras in.
Interesting. Now, one of the editors of this website alleged that he failed to get the first batch of ZFC. Now, that's interesting because first batch, at least over here, hasn't even been released into the wild.
Yeah, well, I think they're talking about the pre-orders.
Mm.
So because they still don't know what the price and what the date is.
Fascinating.
But the first batch is already not available.
Already.
All right.
So we're hearing some good things. There are definitely positive responses when it comes to Nikon at the moment with all their new exciting releases coming out. There was a user on Nikon Rumors called Stonejack who said, I watched Japanese YouTuber photographers and videographers' reactions to Nikon. There were a few points which they made. One, Nikon is now hot. Hot, and releases bestsellers or products with good PR. By that, they mean the two macro lenses and the ZFC. The ZFC is exceptionally well received. One reason is that in Japan, photography is associated with Nikon, as is the history of photography in the country. The brand is very strong here, though looked as more conservative in design. Although colorful ZFCs, maybe not so much.
Bubblegum pink.
They've actually called it something else. It's called I called it bubblegum pink. That was my name for it. But
I thought you've nailed it pretty well.
Yeah, but they've actually given it a different name and I can't remember what it is now.
All right.
I'll Google it in a second. People are making pre-orders of ZFCs in droves, apparently. Certainly we've experienced that over here. Nikon's management team has been kind of rejuvenated, according to this Nikon Rumors user. They no longer make boring cameras. Oh, I don't like that. Anyway.
Well, not boring means interesting camera.
They're making cameras which are quite bold. Nikon ZFC's got exceptional coverage in Japan, both among photo and video pros.
Yeah, the question I have for Stonejack is, when you watch the Japanese YouTube videos, are you watching them with the subtitles or with the English dub over them?
Why is that a relevant question?
Well, it's, you know, if you watch anime, there are two camps in there.
Yes, that's true.
I've heard that new season of Naruto has ZFC in there.
Coral pink, that's what it's called.
I see. Okay, Richard Hall published a very nice report on ZFC, and there's a couple of tidbits from there. First of all, he likes the handling of the camera and said that the design language will appeal to a long-term Nikon users, which is nice. He recommends 24 f2 AIS lens to go with it because that gives equivalent of about 35-36 millimeter focal distance and aperture roughly of about f3.
That's nice.
The camera has round eyepiece, and that's something that actually I didn't notice.
I did.
So that's good. So you can, it also has a diopter adjuster. So I'm just thinking, can you put FM2 eyepiece on it? Probably not.
No, it doesn't have a thread.
I see. So it's just round.
It's circular, that's all it but is. There's no thread in it from what I could see. From the prototype that we looked at anyway.
All right. And then in his article, which is quite extensive, he also shows some prototypes of the camera, some pre-production mock-ups. He talked about 3D printing as you know, being important in designing manufacturers cameras nowadays because it does speed up the process quite a bit.
I can see that.
Absolutely. And then some sketches were shown about the revisions of the camera and how Nikon was quite meticulous about designing the cameras. Even like the size of the video recording button changed several times.
Interesting.
Now, some different color schemes were considered. So the Scheisse brown color.
You're not allowed to use that word on air, are you?
Did not pass the cut. I'm not going to translate this.
No. No, that's so rude.
But for us German speakers,
for us German speakers who did 4 years of German at school, That's not a nice color. No.
What he also likes, that it doesn't feel cheap. It definitely feels quite well made, quite robust. And it's just the overall tactile feel of the leathery surfaces, of the metal covering. It just feels really, really nice.
Very nice. He's also said that it's reasonably priced, which I like.
That's good. That's good. And then we also had update on different colors of ZFC cameras. So a couple of our viewers from United States confirmed that you actually can order one from United States, well, Nikon Direct in the United States, and get any color you want, which is really nice. So I think Nikon Europe and UK, it's your turn now.
Yes, please, because I would like my mint green ZFC and I don't want to have to buy it from another country.
Absolutely. Shall we start a petition?
Yes.
Change.org, here we come. BCN Rankings, who also collects sales data from about 40% of Japanese retailers, and we're not going to discuss their sales numbers today, they published an article on ZFC, and they hear some extracts about the camera that Becky is going to read out to us.
I am. Apparently, it seems that they're aiming for women in their 20s and 30s, who are much younger than that.
they're younger than 20 and 30.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's a Japanese translator.
So they're aiming for women in their 20s and 30s who are actually younger than 20s and 30s. So therefore, I don't count because I'm not younger than 20s or 30s.
Exactly. So they're actually 16, but they look 20 or 30.
Okay.
You know, depending on the day of the week.
It's very random. We plan to continue to introduce young creators and promote the camera as a new expression tool. So, you know, there was a little bit of a sort of argumentative factor about how Nikon had positioned it towards those kind of fashion bloggers, vloggers, influencers, as I call them, type of people.
Yeah, and people that look generally better than us.
Yeah, exactly. So there was a little bit of criticism about that, mm-hmm. but they're saying that they're planning to continue that. Nikon does say that the ZFC is not the successor to the DF. It is a camera to acquire new Nikon users. And as a result of aiming for a new camera for the younger generation, it seems that they've arrived at a retro-designed camera.
Yeah, it looks like that retro design feels very fresh to younger generations.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
It's got its own cool factor.
In the interchangeable lens digital camera market, Nikon used to be one of the top two, along with Canon. However, it has been struggling for the past few years. This is because Nikon was late to the mirrorless interchangeable lens camera market. The release of the ZFC is a strategy to regain market share.
They also mentioned that pre-orders are very strong. Nikon even had to issue some apology notice again for the shortages of silver 16-50 lens, which is very interesting. But it's also, you know, this article stating that it's designed for women who are in 20s and 30s. It also leads us to Tom Hogan and his reaction or his opinions on ZFC camera.
Yeah.
So let's talk about feelings.
Yes, his feeling is that he doesn't like it. It's not for Tom. That's okay. We're all entitled to our own opinions on the subject.
He wrote several articles about his feelings on the ZFC camera and where he discussed quite well the different reasons for that. First of all, he feels that the camera just doesn't fit Nikon lineup. And I think I feel the same way. I think ZF and DF, the cameras that normally don't fill into the lineup of, let's say, 3,000, 5,000, 7,000, 500, 6, 7 full frame, etc. cameras.
For sure.
It's an odd one. It's a rare design. It doesn't fit anywhere. However, it's also mean that it aims a different demographic.
Very much so.
He is coming from a professional photography background where he does lots of wildlife type of photography as well. So it's not the camera for him. He feels that the retro design language doesn't contribute anything to the current design of the cameras.
Mm.
And that's absolutely fine. In my opinion, it's aimed to the people who just want to enjoy the photography. They don't need the, let's say, speed of autofocus. They don't need any technical specification, etc. It's a good camera just to take out and do some photography.
Exactly.
Now, he also mentioned that Nikon has a lot more holes in their mirror system that Nikon needs to plug. And he feels that ZFC release doesn't do this. And
yes,
that's why he feels that they could wait on potentially ZFC for, let's say, another year and release it later on. But he talks about Z30, Z9, and potentially Z8 releases, and obviously gaps in the lens lineup, especially for the on the launch, you know, lens type of thing. So obviously this is kind of the main one, and I think Nikon will address it with upcoming Olympics. So I'm sure there will be some prototypes tested there.
Yes.
So we obviously need more pancakes, we need more DX lenses, potentially perspective control lenses as well.
I personally, just to interject my opinion on this, mm-hmm. I think that part of the reason for this move is because this is something that potentially Nikon can produce and supply within reasonable demand, mm-hmm. knowing that lenses like cameras like the Z9 mm-hmm. and lenses like the 100 to 400, 200, 600 and those primes, there is already such a heavy demand for them mm-hmm. that I think if they were to kind of release them too quickly when we're already having difficulties getting the 105 macros, mm-hmm. when we've got difficulty getting hold of simple lenses, which have been out for mm-hmm. a while, like 70 to 200, 24 to 200, etc. I wonder if maybe they've gone, okay, this is what we can produce, mm-hmm. so let's release this now. We can't produce the others in the quantity needed, so let's hang fire. I just wonder if that's the strategy.
I know what you mean, but you're trying to apply logic to this conversation.
I am.
Obviously, you know, we want everything here and now.
Yes.
And obviously, for them not releasing those lenses, it doesn't mean that the problem is not there.
No.
So I understand where you're coming from, and you're trying to look at it from a logistical point of view.
Yes.
So, you know, in terms of how much can be produced right now.
Yeah.
And the next bit of news that we're going to cover is Nikon temporarily suspends orders of the Nikon 500 f4 FL lens and some other products. And boom. What they say is that due to production reasons, it will take some time for some products to be delivered to customers. Therefore, we will suspend the acceptance of orders after July 2021. Mm. The products affected are 500mm f4 FL.
Mm-hmm.
That's the important one. There's a SC29 TTL off camera cable as well, and MH65 charger, which is a charger for the Coolpix cameras. Now, you mentioned that potentially Nikon cannot produce the lenses, mm. right? So I wonder if the suspension of orders of 500 mil allows them to restructure certain production lines towards Z long lenses.
Potentially.
And that's what I'm thinking is happening.
Okay.
Could be wrong on this one. It's obviously a pure speculation.
Yeah.
But obviously 400 and 600 millimeter long Z lenses are in the pipeline. And obviously they need to be delivered before the Olympics, at least in prototype form. So I wonder if that's what's happening at the factories.
Yeah, it's quite possible. They also issued a notice regarding the resumption of acceptance of orders for the extension cord MC21A and bayonet hood HBN106, which are hot, hot items.
Absolutely. We the sell most important order. Releases Nikon ever made.
Absolutely. HBN106 is a rather obscure little lens hood. It's for the AFP style 18-55 lenses, VR and non-VR, and also for the old Nikon 1 10-100 compact version, the smaller one, not the PD lens. The MC21A is a 10-foot remote extension cord, which lengthens remote triggers that have the 10-pin socket, basically. So not the most essential items that I would have resumed production on, but okay.
It seems like the waiting list are going to be over for those items. Nikon also said that the demand for the 16-50 DX lens in silver is very high. So I guess the pre-orders with the ZFC or on its own are quite high for this item. So if you want to order one now, you may need to wait for quite some time on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we've finished our ZFC coverage.
Mm-hmm.
It will continue next week, of course. Now let's talk about Z9 coverage.
Whoop, whoop. So,
yeah. Nikon Rumors published two articles this week about Z9 camera. In the first article, they said that Nikon Z9 is rumored to be announced in November, December. So according to his very good sources, I wonder if it was my uncle from Nikon.
Good source.
Yeah, I got to talk to him. Z9 is rumored or expected to be announced in November, December timeframe. So let's leave it at that for now.
Yeah.
The second article, though.
The second article said the Nikon Z9 camera is scheduled to be tested by multiple photographers in August. The Z9 camera will be tested by several different photographers. Expect to see surfing photos and videos from Mexico and more. Now, this timeline matches with the expected or rumored release mm-hmm. in November, December.
Okay, Tom Hogan also reports November timeframe.
Right. Now, once the Z9 is sent out for testing, Nikon Rumors will get another wave of leaks and rumors. So stay tuned for that.
Do you think the leaks are because of the waves?
Yes, it's very leaky.
And good wipes.
The leaks and the waves and the good vibes, my God.
So Bex.
Yes.
Let's talk about timelines.
Yeah, I don't agree with this timeline personally. I think this is my opinion. Mm-hmm. If the Olympics are in July.
Yeah, on 23rd of July they start.
Right. And we already know and have had it confirmed that there will be prototypes being tested by Olympics photographers. Mm-hmm. That was stated a long time ago by Nikon.
So what you're saying is that this testing has begun already.
Yeah, or is about to begin much earlier than August. So if the testing is already occurring in July, and then I would say that they would go back to the bench, they would get their tweaks, and then the final, don't make any football jokes. Bloody hell.
You mean they go to the pitch?
No.
And then yes. They substitute two players in the second half of the time just to take penalties. And then you put a 19-year-old, fresh, young talent. To hit the fifth one.
He worked super hard. I mean, honestly, that was a tremendous amount of pressure. And I think that this podcast is turning into something else.
But so Z9.
Z9, rails. Let's get back on them. So the testing will have happened in July. My thought is that then they'll go back to Nikon end of July, end of Olympics for their sort of tweaks.
To the drawing board.
Yeah, or just to fix any issues. They'll be running on prototype firmware. There might be bugs coming up during shooting that Nikon can then fix.
Okay, so you think it started but with a very limited amount of photographers?
Yes, exactly.
And then they will open it up closer to release date. And obviously, quite a few photographers will use them during the Olympics.
Yes, so there'll be quite a few photographers using them during the Olympics. And then sure, we can expect potentially, as Nikon rumors have said, that in August we'll see a wave of testing. But I think that will be for the release. You know how, although we don't normally see this pre-release, cameras get sent out to photographers, obviously, way before even our NDA meetings happen.
I agree. And you know what I'm thinking is, obviously, you can't just start to test cameras on Olympics.
No.
It's quite an important job to actually get the shots.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think that the camera is pretty much ready, or at least ready to, you
ready
know,
enough.
Ready enough for the professional photographers actually to use the cameras on such an important event.
Exactly. So I think those final tests will have been done to the point where in August we'll be seeing not pre-production models as such, but pre-release models, which are in as close to the final stage as possible before we get a release. And I think it will be earlier than November, but that's my hope.
Yeah, I think that leads us to release date. And according to our crystal ball, we think that it probably will be around September, October, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah, November, December is a bit too late, I think.
I think that if they release it in September, October, we might be lucky if we get deliveries in November.
Exactly. And now the question I have actually, will NPS have a priority on those cameras or not? That's something I guess we need to speak to Nikon on that.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't
know. We'll probably know closer to the date. Speaking of Olympics, Olympics host city, Tokyo, just went to emergency state again on Monday. We talked about it 2-3 weeks ago that they came out of it and now they're back at it again.
Right.
So less than 2 weeks before the games begin, organizers last week announced that spectators would be banned from nearly all venues.
Wow. Spectators from abroad were already banned months ago. Officials are now asking residents to watch the games on TV to keep the movement of people, which could spread contagion, to a minimum. So that's not going to be very exciting for the audience, but obviously understandable.
Yeah, from different sources and comments online, I hear that there will be a lot less photographers as well who will cover the event. And it looks like the companies, the photographic companies that support photographers during the event, well, Sony, Nikon, Canon, there will be less staff to support them and less equipment to handle. This has to do with track and trace system that's been introduced. And what the photographic companies don't want is different people using the same piece of equipment different days. So that's an interesting one. It's at rumor stage at this moment. We don't have an official confirmation on that yet, but it is an interesting one, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. And then the question was, what will come next?
It's an interesting one because if you look at Tom's article, he thinks that Z30 will be announced next. So ZFC is out already. The next one up is Z30. And he says that as soon as they have the parts to actually manufacture the cameras, so I assume semiconductors and other bits, they will announce it as soon as possible. And it makes sense because it is a gap to fill, the entry-level mirrorless camera.
Very much so.
Absolutely. And then, obviously, Z9, which we think going to be in September, October. Mm-hmm. In terms of lenses, he thinks there's going to be long lenses, and we absolutely agree with that.
Yes, also his hoping. I mean, it's what we hope for versus what will happen are two different things.
Exactly. In my opinion, probably Z9 is the next one in terms of cameras. I think we won't see that 30 before that, but who knows? Nikon may pleasantly surprise us.
He is hoping.
Next one up, Nikon released the firmware update for Nikon D6 camera. It's at version 1.31 now. And we just talked about D6 firmware update quite recently, didn't we? About 3 weeks ago. So.
That's right. Yeah, they've got a couple of other issues that they fixed now. So waking the camera.
Waking the camera. I woke my camera as well as my dog.
They fixed the following issues: waking the camera by pressing a control such as AF on button after the standby timer had expired would, in very rare instances, cause the camera settings to change, or shooting would start without the shutter release button being pressed.
Very interesting.
It's a weird one. The shutter release would, in very rare instances, stop responding after a burst of photographs in continuous release mode, or after an uninterrupted series of photographs taken in quick succession in single frame release mode.
Very interesting, Bex. I haven't heard anything you said, but the important thing is they keep updating this camera.
Yes, I would like, and this is based on an email that we had quite recently, I would like them to supply a firmware update for the D780 that is lacking, considering that it has that hybrid AF system in live view.
That's
and
true.
The Z6 and Z7 have had their firmware updates. It would be quite nice if Nikon would pass that along to the D780.
That's true. If they could have some improvements in live view mode, that would be very interesting. I agree with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next one up, Nikon and Unistellar announced a master joint development agreement.
Yeah, so Nikon and French company Unistellar announced a master joint development agreement supporting digital astronomical telescope development with Nikon's optical technologies.
Unistellar was established in 2015 with aim of developing, manufacturing, marketing, consumer digital astronomical telescopes. So they are a telescope manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikon will provide their telescope technology as well as optics, mm-hmm, potentially to be used in Unistellar telescopes.
Exciting. We like these new and exciting ventures from Nikon.
Diversification.
That's right.
Well, fun fact, Becky, Nikon first released an astronomical telescope in 1920.
Wow.
They're not manufacturing them now, but they do have the technology. The moment you've all been waiting for. The SEPA numbers.
SEPA! I love our little, oh my God, we should just record these little sound bites and then you can just play them over the top.
And then the Sega will sue us for this and we'll claim all the advertising money on our YouTube channel.
If you want your SEPA numbers.
SEPA is your friend. What we know so far, that most numbers are well ahead of last year. So, well, last year was pretty bad, right? So the COVID thing.
Yeah, that thing.
Mirrorless now has 55.8% share of all interchangeable lens cameras. So, and 75.7% of shipped value. So they ship a lot more basically, mm-hmm, and earn a lot more money.
Okay.
So based on the first 5 months and last year shipping patterns, SEPA predicts that full year estimate of 7.36 million units compared to 5.3 million units will be shipped this year. So that's going to be way up from 2020. Now it will be just under 2019 figures, which was 8.4 million were shipped in that year. So now, May 2021 tells us that DSLR units were up 23% year to date. Mirrorless unit 55% up year to date.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about this, Bex, is we're actually starting to see. So obviously, you know, since the age of digital cameras, they've been dropping in sales.
Yes.
So once we've reached about probably D3S figures, we start to see kind of, you know, less sales. They were just dropping every single year.
Sure.
And obviously we took a big hit in 2020, so because of COVID.
Of course.
We're finally starting to see an uptick. So we're starting to increase the sales. So hopefully it will help all camera companies to stay in business.
Yes.
We obviously seen a big shift into mirrorless system. And now obviously Olympus, Sony and Fujifilm, they were there a long time. Now Canon and Nikon are catching up as well. So we're starting to see a big push into that space. And obviously the new releases of macro lenses and ZFC will help Nikon to get there.
I think so.
For We Can Read and Watch this week, we have a couple of articles for you. So we start with Richie on his Richie Talks channel, where he takes a look at special edition of 28mm f2.8 lens with samples and quick tests.
Now, it says featuring the 28 1.4e. You know how they used to have like bands, then it'd be like featuring, yes. FT, yeah, just like that.
Absolutely.
So the 28 1.4e has featured in this video as well, I suppose, because that's the main lens that he's been,
absolutely, a special guest appearance.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So I assume he compares the sharpness of that lens with 28 2.8 SC lens, and obviously the 28 1.4e is the bee's knees, isn't it?
It's such a beautiful lens. It's going to be very interesting to see how he finds that. I don't know if the special edition lens that he's got is a prototype. I know that it was, because mm-hmm. a lot of the stuff that he gets sort of first look of are samples, not the actual production.
That's
models.
True.
But if the macro lenses are anything to go by, then they won't disappoint.
But the interesting thing is obviously the 28 2.8 is supposed to be very inexpensive lens as well.
Mm.
So for it to perform so well,
yes,
for the cost that expected, it's expected to be something between £300 to £400. So for that money, the performance is really, really good.
Yes. Next up, we have which MC, Nikon MC105 or MC50mm? Which one is for you, by Matt Irwin?
I want to say which MC, Conor Becky.
Which MC? Yeah, master of ceremonies. So Matt Irwin has basically described and shown you the differences between the two lenses and which one might be the best one for you. I can personally say, having used the 50mm for about a week and then just got my hands on a 105, which I'm being loaned for a couple of days.
Yeah, what's your impression so far?
I need a 105 is what my impression is. I need one in my life immediately and at once, because it's phenomenal. I loved the 50.
Mm-hmm.
I love the close focusing distance of the 50, but the 105 focuses close enough that you don't really necessarily need the 50
mm-hmm.
in that instance. It is a bit close for certain things, but it's ideal for others. I don't know. I'm just waffling. I like it.
You like it. And do you digitize your negatives?
You can't do that with the 105.
Well, that's the thing. That's my question. So do you do that? So do you still, you think you're going to keep your 50?
I would. I would definitely keep the 50.
You're going to have both?
I think, well,
you got to catch them all.
Got to have one of each. I would love to have one of each. The 105 is a beautiful lens. But for my purposes, the 50 as a light kind of walkabout multi-purpose lens works mm-hmm. really well.
Well, you see, if you want a 105 lens, you got to go on the waiting list then.
I know. Got to go on my own waiting list.
Do you have uncle at Nikon?
No, I don't. Speak to your uncle at Nikon.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us today. It's been Conan Bex delivering news directly to you. Where can we find you on the internet's Bex?
You can find me at Rebecca_Danese. On Instagram. Sorry, I had to think about that. I wasn't sure where I was.
Yeah, what platform? It's too many platforms.
There's so many. Keep it simple, just on Instagram. And you?
The same. I'm on Instagram at Konstantin Kochkin. And if you have a rumor to share or some news, do definitely send it to media@graceoversminster.com. It goes straight to us.
Thank you very much for watching and or listening. Please feel free to give us a like and a subscribe. We would massively appreciate it. Or if you're listening on a podcast platform, give us a review and a follow, perhaps.
Absolutely. It opens us up to a lot more people.
It does.
Like you.
We will see you next week. Are we doing
that? We're not going to see you next week.
Not next week.
Because I'm going to be
away
shooting some waves.
Nice.
I'm going to Mexico shooting some waves.
Catching
with prototype
some waves.
Z9.
He's not.
So any leaks you hear from now on, it's not me.
No. But no, we won't see you next week. We will see you the week after for another Nikon report. But in the meantime, you can find all of our archive videos on our YouTube channel, and I will be around for a live stream this
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely.
Well.
Do check out Becky's live stream. Thank you for joining us.
Bye.